If everything really is big in Texas, a power plant on the outskirts of Houston in Fort Bend County may be one more example. It's the biggest in Texas and the second largest of its kind in the country. It makes electricity using both natural gas and coal. Lots of coal, 36,000 tons of it, every day. Burning that much coal makes a lot of pollution. Over the years, the plant, called the W.A. Parrish Generating Station, has appeared on national lists of top air polluters. What better place then to try something brand new that could cut some of that pollution substantially and then do something surprising with it? Jeff Bodier is with NRG, the plant's owner.
This will be the first commercial-scale carbon capture plant on a power plant in the United States.
Carbon capture means capturing the carbon dioxide that otherwise would go out the smokestacks. Carbon dioxide is a major greenhouse gas linked to climate change.
The approach NRG is taking is to retrofit older coal plants, both to clean them up primarily, but also avoid the large capital costs associated with building more plants.
Power companies are under pressure to reduce pollution to meet tougher federal air quality standards. The standards would hit Texas hardest because no state has more coal-burning power plants. But Texas also has a distinction that provides an incentive to capture carbon dioxide, or CO2. It's oil, which is the surprising use for the CO2. The massive amounts of the captured gas will be compressed and sent in a pipeline to an old depleted oil field 80 miles away in South Texas. There, the CO2 will be injected thousands of feet underground into the rock formations holding oil deposits, causing the oil to expand, allowing it to be piped to the surface.
Really what we're doing is we're just reversing the direction. And on the one hand, we're pumping oil out, and on the other hand, we're pumping CO2 in.
Michael Young is with the University of Texas. Its Bureau of Economic Geology is working with industry, running research projects. One is pumping 1 million tons of CO2 a year into the ground at a test site in Mississippi.
From the technical side, I think that there's a pretty good amount of confidence that we can do this.
The theory is the CO2 will stay underground forever, but not everyone agrees that it will.
This just isn't going to be viable, in our opinion.
Ryan Rittenhouse in Austin is with Greenpeace, which opposes the continued use of coal for making electricity. Rittenhouse says they have concerns that pumping so much CO2 into the ground could pollute water sources, or just simply leak back to the surface, defeating the whole point of trying to reduce greenhouse gases.
This is literally sweeping the dirt under the proverbial rug. You know, you don't have a real solution, so you're just going to do this thing that looks like it's a solution.
Rittenhouse says the money spent on capturing CO2 from power plants could be better used to find alternative energy sources. NRG's Jeff Bodier disagrees, saying that coal will remain a major fuel source for making electricity for years to come.
So our focus is not to simply dismiss coal as a fuel of the future, but to actually make it a clean fuel of the future.
Construction on NRG's project could start next year. The Federal Department of Energy is kicking in some $167 million to help pay for it. If successful, it could reduce by one-third the CO2 pollution the plant sends into the air and at the same time get more oil out of the ground. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.